in front of you flowers and candies, I think. You're courting it. Uh-huh.
And then he is her...
boyfriend, yeah.
She is his...
girlfriend, yeah.
And if she... if he asks her to marry him and she accepts, then he is her...
bride-elect, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If, on the other hand, she says no, you'd say she's...
I'd say she turned him down.
Uh-huh. But if they go to the church and go through the ceremony,
yes,
then
they're married wife.
Married.
They're what?
Married.
Uh-huh. What would the groom probably do for this? What about clothing?
Well, yes, he'd wear a suit. And
an old one, or?
I'd say it's new.
And when you get a new suit, what do? You go in and the man grabs the shoulders and the pants.
Yes.
You say you're having the suit
made.
Well, I was thinking one that you just get from the racks.
Oh, well, he's trying one on.
Mm-hmm. And then the man checks you because he wants to make sure that the suit
will fit the right size.
Uh-huh. And while he's doing that, you'd say you're having the suit
fitted.
The wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the...
well, the man stands up with him is the best man.
And the girl with the bride is the...
bride?
No, what is she? She's a bridesmaid, isn't she? Bridesmaid.
And after the wedding, it may be that a bunch of the townspeople get together and...
and give him a little chivalry job, yeah. Yeah.
Social events where you had a fiddler and an accordion, you went out and had a...
well, yeah. Dance, possibly.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of school, in the spring, just before summer, when school is all over, you say school...
is out.
Uh-huh. And then in the fall, school...
is took up.
Uh-huh.
Taking up school days.
A boy who starts for school but doesn't quite make it, goes fishing instead, you say, is doing what?
Playing hooky. That's bad business.
And you go to school to get...
education.
And when you start in, you go to the...
grade school.
And the first place you start is the...
primary.
And then after this, you may go up to Stillwater and go to...
college.
Do you have any special word for a store where all sorts of cheap things were sold?
You bet. That's a 5 and 10. Still is.
And in town...
Cresses used to be.
Do you ever have anything called a racket store?
Oh, yeah. You bet. Yeah, it was a racket store. That's what it was. With everything in it.
Did they have a place in town where you could borrow books?
Library, no. I guess it didn't sell the town of Wheatland. We was in the country, there wasn't no library right there.
Where did you get your mail in the early days?
Well, got a mailbox similar to today right out there. We haven't changed a lot in that, or we changed vehicles. It was carried by a buggy and a horseback.
Mm-hmm. Now it's carrying an automobile.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was there a hotel in Roosevelt?
Oh, yes. That there was
the
hotels.
And
in our little towns, actually, they were much after I opened the country. Our little towns were more big than they are today.
Were what?
Different things. They were boom towns compared to they are compared to today, because
they were the trading center.
That's
for
right.
The, area.
The location.
Roosevelt's going fast, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, all the little towns are gradually drying up.
What's taking over from Roosevelt, Snyder or Hobart?
Oh, I think neither maybe has gained any from it. I think it's this depleted population that you find in the rural areas that's prevalent all over. I see no difference from coast to the border, Canadian border. It looks the same to me all over. Mm-hmm. It's right back to what we talked of earlier. The 80 acre and the quarter section and the half section farmers and the more.
Mm-hmm.